This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden told the American people in a speech from the White House Wednesday that it was time for him to pass the torch to a new generation. President Biden's speech came days after his abrupt departure from the 2024 presidential election. He said the nation's democracy was at stake in November.
The great thing about America is here, kings and dictators do not rule. The people do. History is in your hands. The power is in your hands. The idea of America lies in your hands. You just have to keep faith. Keep the faith.
The 81-year-old Biden ended his campaign Sunday after rejecting weeks of pressure from fellow Democrats to step aside after disastrous debate performance against Republican Donald Trump on June 27th. Party officials were alarmed that Biden's frail appearance would further confirm voters' doubts that he could serve a second term and could lead to massive electoral losses for Democrats in both the House and Senate. The woman whom Biden has endorsed to replace him at the top of the Democratic ticket was on the campaign trail Wednesday. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke before members of the African-American sorority Zeta Phi Beta in Indianapolis, Indiana, telling the audience voters have a serious decision to make in November.
I believe we face a choice between two different visions for our nation. One focused on the future, the other focused on the past. And with your support, I am fighting for our nation's future.
International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. This International Edition on VOA News. Democrats are poised to formally nominate Harris and her eventual running mate by early next month. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
The convention's Rules Committee has approved a proposal where delegates from around the country will be able to vote on potential presidential candidates to replace President Joe Biden, who abandoned his re-election bid last weekend. Harris is the only major Democrat to announce publicly that she's seeking the nomination. That means that she'll likely be approved in balloting beginning August 1st, 18 days before the party's convention opens in Chicago. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Meanwhile, former President Trump turned his attention towards Vice President Harris during a campaign rally in Charlotte, North Carolina, Wednesday. The Republican nominee attacked Harris over the Biden administration's immigration policies.
Borders are Kamala threw open our borders and allowed 20 million illegal aliens to stampede into our country from all over the world.
The rally was Trump's first public campaign event since Biden dropped out of the expected rematch of the 2020 contest. Schools and offices in Taiwan are closed for a second consecutive day as the island deals with the aftermath of Typhoon Gaimi. The storm made landfall on Taiwan Wednesday, causing flooding in low-lying areas, plus landslides and damage to buildings. Authorities urge people to stay home and away from the coastline. The storm has swept across the western Pacific Ocean in recent days, killing 22 people in the Philippines and 3 people in Taiwan, with more than 220 reported injured. Asian equity markets were hammered on Thursday as a slump in global tech stocks sent investors fleeing into less risky assets, including bonds and various currencies. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite reports.
Japan was worst hit, with the Nikkei index down around 2.5% in morning trade. The rest of the region wasn't spared, with benchmark indexes in South Korea and Hong Kong both off 1.5% or more. It all followed big falls on Wall Street earlier. The Nasdaq index shed almost 4% after lackluster earnings from Alphabet and Tesla. That marked its worst one-day fall since 2022. One analyst said worries over China's growth prospects played into the falls in Asia. A surprise move Thursday by the country's central bank to cut long-term borrowing costs did nothing to lift the mood. Instead, money flowed into some assets traditionally seen as safe havens, with the Japanese yen up more than 1% overnight.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, and don't forget to download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.